ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायाम उदरेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 83 चैप्टर टाइटल द्रौपदी मीट्स द क्वींस ऑफ कृष्ण टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। श्री जाम्बवती उवाच प्राज्ञायध्य कृदमुं निजनाथ दैवम् सीतापतिं त्रिनवहानि अमून अभ्ययुध्यत। ज्ञात्वा परीक्षितोपहरद् अर्हणं माम् पादौ प्रगृह्य मणिनाहम् अमुष्य दासी। श्री जाम्बवती उवाच प्राज्ञाय देह कृदमुं निजनाथ दैवम् सीतापतिं त्रिनवहानि अमून अभ्ययुध्यत। ज्ञात्वा परीक्षितोपहरद् अर्हणं माम् पादौ प्रगृह्य मणिनाहम् अमुष्य दासी। श्री जाम्बवती उवाच प्राज्ञाय देह कृदमुं निजनाथ दैवम् सीतापतिं त्रिनवहानि अमून अभ्ययुध्यत। ज्ञात्वा परीक्षितोपहरद् अर्हणं माम् पादौ प्रगृह्य मणिनाहम् अमुष्य दासी। Matajis. Word to word meaning. Shri Jamavati Uvacha. Shri Jamavati said, Pragyaye, unaware, Deha, of my body, Krit, the maker, Amum, of him, Nija, his own, Nath, as the master, Daivam, and worshipable deity, Sita, of goddess Sita, Patim, the husband, Tri, Navam, times nine, Ahani, 4 days, Amuna, with him, Abhyayudhyat, he fought, Gyatva, recognizing, Parikshitaha, awakened to proper understanding, Upaharat, he presented, Arhanam, as a respectful offering, Mam, me, Padav, his feet, Pragrihya, taking hold of, Manina, with the jewel, Aham, I, Amushya, his, Dasi, maidservant. Translation. Shri Jamavati said, unaware that Lord Krishna was none other than his own master and worshipable deity, the husband of goddess Sita, my father fought with him for 27 days. When my father finally came to his senses and recognized the Lord, he took hold of his feet and presented him with both me and the Shyamantaka jewel as tokens of his reverence. I am simply the Lord's maid servant. Purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Jamavan had been Lord Ramchandra's servant many thousands of years before. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti mentions that while hearing Jamavati's story, the women present recognized her as the girl whom Jamavan had once offered to Lord Sri Ram to be his wife. Since Lord Ram had taken a vow to have only one wife, he could not accept her then, but did so when he returned in the Dwapara Yuga as Krishna. The other queens wanted to honor Jamavati for this, but she replied humbly, I am just the Lord's maid servant. How Jamavati and Satyabhama became Lord Krishna's wives is told in chapter 56 of the 10th canto.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज So here we are reading this chapter, Lord Krishna. Draupadi meets the queens of Lord Krishna. Until now we have seen two of the queens being, how they are relating, how they married Krishna, Rukmini Devi and Satyabhama. Today is the third queen, third principal queen, Jamavati, she is relating her story. Now all these queens which they are sharing their stories, they have been described previously in 10th canto, chapters 55, 56, 57. This particular story of Jamavati, there is one small technical difference. When the story was narrated previously in the 56th chapter of 10th canto, there it says, Bhagavatam mentions that Jamavan fought with Lord Krishna for 28 days, and here this verse says, 3 Navahani, 3 into 9, that is 27 days. So a slight difference, and Acharya says, when we are saying 27 days, we are not counting the last day. That day the fight ended and Jamavan offered Jamavati to Krishna. One small difference. And when the 56th chapter, previously this story was narrated, there is one verse which we will recite, which I will say the translation. Bhagavatam says in that chapter, unaware of Krishna's true position and thinking him an ordinary man, Jamavan angrily began fighting with the Supreme Lord, his master. So this story was, yesterday Shyam Charan was also discussing this story, how Shyamantaka jewel pastime is there and Lord Krishna went to get that jewel back and how then he finally enters the cave of Jamavan. So, one thing is, how can this happen? You know, how can Jamavan, who is an associate of Lord Ram, very close associate, he fought for so many days with his own Lord Ram. So this verse says, unaware of Krishna's true position and thinking him an ordinary man, Jamavan angrily began fighting with the Supreme Lord, his master. So Acharyas, they give two viewpoints about this, how Jamavan, associate of Lord, was fighting with the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, in fighting with weak demons like Chanur, Mushtika, Kamsa, Krishna did not get much satisfaction. We know he is the Lord of all strength, he possesses all strength. So he still had that, you know, I want to fight. Sufficient rasa he did not get out of fighting with those Chanura, Kamsa, Mushtika. So Lord therefore desired to fight with his own servant who had a similar strength, his own devotee Jamavan. So that is one reason. And the other side is also true. His own devotee Jamavan was also very powerful and he also did not sufficiently relish that, you know, his show of his strength in fighting with Ravana's soldiers. So he also wanted some good fight. So Lord arranged this so that both he and his devotee could enjoy that fight, that virirus of fighting. But then Srila Jiva Goswami also gives another angle, another perspective to this. He says, Jamavan considered his opponent, that is Krishna, to be an ordinary material person, since he did not bother to consider his powers. He became angry because of loss of discriminating powers. So Jiva Goswami gives a different angle, that because of lack of discrimination and not considering his strength, he considered him an ordinary person. So I thought we can briefly discuss this second perspective of how an associate of the Lord, you know, forgot his position as being his own Supreme Lord. How is it relevant to us as sadhakas? So we hear how material world is a very dangerous place. Influence of material energy and time is very, very powerful, very strong. And I heard that either abruptly or slowly, Maya will take us away from our spiritual goals. And in a way, this is not surprising. Sometimes we see in contemporary times also some problems in lives of senior devotees. But it says, if a soul can leave the spiritual world, Krishna, and come down here, then nothing else is surprising. Nothing else is a big surprise. Anything else can happen. And that's why we hear so often that padam padam yat vipadam. At every step there is a danger. And in between every step there is a danger. Even if we don't take any step, there is a danger. So danger is there at every step. And with this we recollect one very, very famous pastime from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord's own personal servant, Kal Krishna Das, he fell into Maya. And there in the purport, Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport to this pastime, Maya is so strong that Kal Krishna Das left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company to join gypsy women. Unless one is very careful, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he be the personal assistant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then what to speak of others like us? And that's why we often hear that we need to take shelter, very seriously shelter of our spiritual activities. Whatever spiritual activities we do, our chanting, reading, our sadhana, our seva, we need to take shelter of those activities nicely, not do them mechanically. The verse which you are quoting, padam padam yat vipadam, even that shloka begins with the word samashritaha. Samashritaha ye pad pallavam plavam. Who has taken complete shelter of Lord, complete shelter of lotus feet of the Lord. So although this material world is a very dangerous place, there is a danger at every step, but one who takes shelter of the Lord, then this ocean becomes very small, like the water in a calf's footprint. So that word shelter is very important in our spiritual activities. And I was thinking most of our bhajans, they have this word somewhere, in taking shelter, sharana. Our morning program, I was going through, we sing Narasimha Aarti. There we say, Bhai Narasimha Ridaye Narasimha Narasimham Adim Sharanam Prapadaye. He's taking shelter of Lord Narasimha Dev. In Tulsi Aarti, we sing, Ye Tomara Sharana Loe Taravancha Purna Hoy. So this word Sharana will come again and again. And other bhajans where this word Sharana will not come, some other word like mercy will come. Oh Lord, I need your mercy. Because we will need the mercy only when we are thinking we are in a very precarious situation, dangerous situation. So many bhajans, so many acharyas, they say, we need mercy. We see our Mangalarti, Gurvashtakam. Jasya prasadat bhagvat prasado. By the mercy of Guru, one will get mercy of Krishna. Then we recite Sikshashtakam prayers. In that it comes, I nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam vishme bhavam budhav kripaya tava pada pankaja. Oh Lord, I am begging for your mercy. Please bestow your mercy and keep me close to your lotus feet. Then also in our Guru Puja we say, Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma Umay Savadan Jahara Prasade Bhai E Bhava Toriyaja. So in all the bhajans you will see either this taking shelter or begging for Lord's mercy. This is always present. Nowadays we are reciting the Jagannath Ashtakam, very beautiful Jagannath Ashtakam. It shows that how Lord is doing the Rath Yatra pastime. But this beautiful Ashtakam ends in the last paragraph of this Ashtakam, says, again the devotee is praying for Lord's mercy and protection. He says, "O Lord, please quickly remove this useless material existence I am undergoing. O Lord of the Yadus, please destroy this vast ocean of sins. This is certain. Lord Jagannath bestows his lotus feet upon those who feel themselves fallen and have no shelter in this world but him. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision." So, from this part, we can see there is a lot of practical lessons for us. For Jamavan, it took 27 days or 28 days to recognize the Lord as his master and surrender to him. Similarly, for us, while practicing devotional service, it may take sometimes many years or maybe many lifetimes before we finally accept our mistake and recognize Lord and take shelter of him. And so we should not be complacent. We should not take things for granted, this very rare opportunity to practice devotional service which we have got in this life after many, many births. So we should take it very seriously. I'll read another part of the purport now further. While hearing Jamavati's story, women present recognized her as the girl whom Jamavan had once offered to Lord Sri Ram to be his wife. Since Lord Ram had taken a vow to have only one wife, he could not accept her then, but did so when he returned in the Dwapar Yuga as Krishna. So, we often hear that, you know, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, they are same personalities, just the rasa is little different, and the roles which they play is little different. And we hear that Lord Vishnu is God at office, and Lord Krishna is God at home. So in this rasa role aspect, I thought Lord Ram is God working from home. We see Lord Vishnu has four hands, Lord Ram has beautiful two-armed form, four-handed form, two-handed form. Lord Vishnu doesn't have father and mother. Lord Ram has very loving father and mother, Kaushalya and Dashrath Maharaj. So in a way, Lord Vishnu is like more in office, but Lord Krishna is at home. Lord Ram is at home. But then still, if we compare with Lord Krishna, then it looks like Lord Ram is working from home. We'll see. Lord Ram exchanges Vatsalya Ras with his parents, Dashrath Maharaj, Kaushalya Mata. However, Lord is very obedient and respectful always. We never, all be obedient and respectful to his parents, to his elders, to everyone, very respectful and obedient. And we never hear Lord Ram would steal things and eat like that. But for Krishna, the word naughty child would be a very simple word to describe Krishna. Understatement. He would steal butter, and if people will not give butter, he'll break their pots. If gopis will stop him from entering their homes, will not give butter, he'll secretly go and pass urine in their homes. And what to speak of stealing butter, he would steal younger gopis' clothes also. So, and in Damodar Ashtam we hear, he would, Ananda Kunde, he would put the residents of Brajabhumi in pools of ecstasy. That Vatsalya Ras is so great, he'll put Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata, all the elderly gopis into pools of ecstasy. And in fact, they will love his mischief. If someday he will not visit gopis' home and do that mischief, they will be, you know, sad. Why did not Krishna come today to our homes? In Sakhya Ras, Lord Ram also enjoys Sakhya Ras. He has friends, Sugriva, Vibhishan. But then these friends are always in awe and reverence of Lord Ram. However, if you see in Krishna Leela, if anything we describe Lord Krishna's friends treating Lord Krishna, it is anything except awe and reverence. Exactly opposite of that. His friends would jump, climb on Lord Krishna's shoulders, and their feet would be touching all over his body. They would snatch food from Lord Krishna's mouth, and Lord Krishna would also snatch food from their mouths. And Vrindavan actually is even more than being a home of Krishna, it's like a playground of Krishna. Gopas would always be playing in the Vrindavan forest with Krishna. And surprising thing is, they would even chastise Krishna. Sometimes they would be playing a game and Mother Yashoda would call Krishna, "Krishna, come home, it's time for lunch now." But then they would be very engrossed and he would not want to go back home. So Mother Yashoda would again call, then again call. Now Krishna actually had to go. She would say, "I'll call now Nanda Baba if you don't come." So he'll just about to leave the game and go, but then his Gopa friends would say, "See Krishna, you are losing now and that's why you are going back now. Better you complete the game. Otherwise they will threaten next time, tomorrow will not take you in any team." So this is the sakhiras of Krishna in Vrindavan. Then Lord Ram also enjoys Madhurya Ras. His consort is Srimati Sita Devi. But then we hear Lord Ram took a ekapatani vrata. He was Maryada Purushottam. Other time we were discussing how even in our, it's just an observation, in typical Lord Ram's altar we see there is Sita Devi, there is Lord Ram, Lakshman and Hanuman. There is one female personality, there are three male personalities, divine personalities. In typical Lord Krishna's altar we have Lord Krishna, Radha, Lalita, Vishakha. There is one male and three female personalities. These are all divine personalities, just like that. And Krishna, Lord Ram is Maryada Purushottam, Lord Krishna is Purna Purushottam, Leela Purushottam. This is Rasik Shekhar. Here in this chapter we are seeing so many queens are narrating how each one married Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna enjoys Madhurya Ras to the highest. He has thousands of wives, thousands and thousands of wives. And that is just Swakiya Ras. Then there is Parakiya Ras. There are further enjoyment. Now in our day-to-day lives we see sometimes we get backlog accumulated of to-do list. We have so many things to do. All the backlog gets accumulating and just one fine day we drop everything and just clear all the list of to-do things. Similarly when Krishna, Lord God comes as Krishna as He is, God as He is in His original form, He clears all the backlog. As Lord Ram's incarnation, there are a lot of backlog, a lot of females approached him for marriage, but he had to deny that. One case we are seeing Jamavati. Thousands of years ago in Treta Yuga, Jamavan had offered Jamavati that time also to Lord Ram. But that time he said, "No, I cannot marry." And now as Krishna when he is coming, he is accepting Jamavati. Any other examples where backlog is there? Sorry? Famous Dandakaranya forest, the sages who were worshipping, they wanted Lord Ram to accept them as their wives. He said, "Okay, I'll do it in as Krishna." Something else? Actually, the married women of Mithila, it is said, when Lord Ram went to Mithila, there were some women who saw his beauty, even they were enamored, and they wanted to accept him as their husbands. Similarly, it is mentioned the women of Kosala. And after marriage, when Lord Ram returned back to Ayodhya, on the entrance gates, entire Ayodhya population was waiting for to welcome Lord Ram. And when some of the women saw him, even their desires aroused, some of the women to have Lord Ram as their husbands also. So for them also. And it said when Lord Ram was staying in Panchavati, there were some aborigine girls. They desired to have Lord Ram as their husband. Like that. Many different personalities in Lord Ram Leela. And then even in other incarnations, some other incarnations, some backlog. It is said there is one Yajna avatar of the Lord, Vishnu form, in the heavenly planets. So there once demigoddesses were attracted to him and they did a lot of austerity to have him as their husband. Yajna avatar said, when I come as Lord Krishna, I'll accept you as my wife. Similarly is the famous in that Matsya avatar pastime. When Supreme Lord was taking a fish incarnation, when he was swimming through the waters of the devastation, that time the daughters of Varuna, they were attracted to Lord as paramours in love. So that time also Lord said, okay, later on when I come as Krishna, I'll marry you. It said when Narayan Rishi bewildered Kamadev's army on Mount Gandhamadhan, so that Kamadev manifested a host of beautiful apsaras who desired Narayan Rishi as their husband. Then again Narayan Rishi said, later on when I come as Krishna, I'll marry. So this is how Lord Krishna is enjoying the Madhurya Ras to the highest, which no other incarnation has ever done before. But just to be clear that we should not take it anything wrongly that Lord Krishna is a lusty person or like that. Yesterday Shyamacharan too made it clear that he is apapa vidham. He is not touched by sins. And those who understand Lord Krishna, who is God, for them this is not a contrary thing. And of course when Lord Krishna comes immediately in next incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, he shows the example of the most strict sannyasi. In their altar we have only Gauranitai or Panchatattva, not even one single female, all males. And very strict sannyasi set the example of renunciant. It shows it's not that he is lusty or anything. So actually the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is, this is the highest thing which Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is, Lord Chaitanya comes to give, is this bhakti of Vrindavan. And that famous shloka is there. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanayastadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajvadhu Vargenava Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradara Naparaha. So how the highest form of worship is of Krishna in Vrindavan, as taught by Srimati Radhanani. The highest scripture is Srimad Bhagavatam, like that. So it's good, we little bit sometimes we can discuss this different roles Lord plays in different incarnations. But for us as sadhakas, I realize whatever incarnation, whatever festival, whether it's Janmashtami or Ram Navami or Gaur Purnima, Narasimha Chaturdashi or Jagannath Rath Yatra, our prayer remains the same. Oh Lord, please appear in our heart and remove the material desires from our heart so that we can practice bhakti nicely. There's one famous song of Lord Ram where the author says, Mama Hridaya Nivasa Kuru Kamadi Khaladal Ganjanam. In the end he says, oh please Lord, reside in my heart and remove this enemies of lust. Prahlad Maharaj prays, Yada Dasyasi Me Kaman Varam Stvam Varadrishabha Kamanam Hridi Sam Asamoram Bhavtastu Rinevaram. Oh Lord, if you at all want to grant me a desire, please grant me a desire that remove these desires from my heart. And in Jagannath Ashtakam also we see last two verses we saw. The devotee prays, please remove these desires from my heart. We'll just further read two lines from the purport. Jamavan had offered his daughter Jamavati to Lord Sri Ram. Since Lord Ram had taken a vow to have only one wife, he could not accept her then, but did so when he returned in the Dwapar Yuga as Krishna. Now what is happening is this Jamavati currently is narrating this pastime to the queens at Kurukshetra, and the other women who are present, the other queens wanted to honor Jamavati for this. No, you are there since Treta Yuga, Lord Ram, you were offered to Lord Ram, and then now you are again being offered to Krishna. So the other queens wanted to honor Jamavati for this, but she replied humbly, I am just the Lord's maid servant. So I thought just from this part, we can see Jambavati's humility. Other queens are honoring her, and she's humbly saying, no, I am just an ordinary Lord's maid servant. So, we see ordinary people sometimes, they may not have anything great, but then he or she, they try to show themselves off as great. And great souls, they have so much to kind of show off, but they always try to conceal their greatness. We plan to be humble, we act to be humble, we try to act humble, we make notes about humility, but it's very difficult to practice humility, genuine humility. But great souls, they automatically practice humility. It's inside out. It's coming from inside, automatically, that humility. There is a famous pastime of Parashara Bhatta, a great Sri Vaishnava devotee, follower of Ramanujacharya. Once a dog entered inside the temple of Srirangam, inside near the altar itself. And everybody was very bewildered and confused. What is this? They removed the dog, and then priest announced, now there will be a big purifying ceremony, maha cleaning of the entire altar. And Parashar Bhatta immediately went to the Lord and said, oh Lord, I am daily entering here, no such cleaning is done. Why such today? So he was thinking, I'm also like a dog actually, I'm lower than a dog. Why is so something special today? Similarly, once Parashar Bhatta was taking darshan of the Lord and he was glorifying the Lord by prayers, then one envious person entered, and from his behind he started speaking very ill about Parashar Bhatta. He's like this. Parashar Bhatta just kept quiet and he was glorifying the Lord, and afterwards, after some time, he came back and he touched that person's feet, offered him some gifts. He said, thank you so much, I'm very grateful to you. He said, see, when we come before the Lord, we are supposed to do two things. We have to glorify the Lord and we have to tell our faults, how I am so fallen. So I was just busy in glorifying the Lord, I forgot to mention my faults. Thank you, did the other part, so I am very grateful to you. And we hear Jesus Christ would often ride on a donkey actually. Specific reason is not known, but probably out of his own humility, and because donkeys are very simple animals, so he would usually ride on a donkey Jesus Christ would usually ride on a donkey while traveling from one city to another. So once he went to one city, and as they entered the city, all the people assembled to welcome, and everybody bowed down before them. So donkey noticed, everybody is bowing down. Then after some time they went to another city, and again at the entrance everybody was bowing down when Jesus arrived. So donkey said, wow, everybody is bowing down, great. So this happened quite sometimes, and after some time, once it so happened that donkey had to be taken to some other city, and Lord Jesus Christ was not there that time, he just had to be taken for some other purpose. So he entered the city and said, nobody is there to welcome. And he was surprised, nobody is bowing down. Slowly it occurred to me, realized, oh, they are not bowing down to me actually. He was thinking they are bowing down to me. It's not, they are not bowing down to me, they are bowing down to somebody else. So similarly for us also, sometimes we may get respect. So it takes some time to realize they are not bowing down to us, probably to the color of the cloth or to our spiritual, because we are connected to a certain temple or our spiritual masters, they are bowing down to that position. Actually, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they show a very extreme example of humility. We know they are the source of entire Vatsalya Ras, the prime, topmost Vatsalya Ras. But then in their humility, genuine, utter humility, what their consciousness is, their thinking, when Lord Krishna leaves Vrindavan and goes to Mathura, they are completely devastated out of separation. Extreme pain to Nanda and Yashoda. But in their extreme humility, they are thinking, we do not have any love for Krishna. And what example they give to correlate this analogy they give is, see, they say, when Lord Ram went away from Ayodhya, Lord Dashrath died of separation. But we are still alive. That shows we do not have any love for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada in his famous poem Markine Bhagavad Dharma, actually that is entire full of humility of Srila Prabhupada. Starting to end, he said, Bodo Kripa Koile Krishna Adhamera Prati Kilagiya. He's thinking, I am a very fallen bhakti nahi, veda nahi. He is an ocean of devotion, Srila Prabhupada, ocean of knowledge. The way he has translated these books, word to word meanings and everything. So he's an ocean of devotion, ocean of knowledge. But he says, bhakti nahi, veda nahi, naam khub dharo. Bhakti Vedanta naam, ebe sarthak karo. So this is some genuine humility. I remember once long back, Dayaram Prabhu had come here and he was mentioning, for us sadhakas, actually humility is a very, very exalted quality. It's not easy to have genuine humility. He was saying, at best what we can have is honesty. And we know in Kali Yuga, honesty itself is a great thing, because Kali Yuga's symptoms are quarrel and hypocrisy. So honesty is the opposite of hypocrisy. So mostly our dealings are full of, quarrel and hypocrisy. Just to be really honest itself is a big thing. And humility is even some steps above that. Genuine humility above that. So we can at best try to be honest. Okay, I'll just like to end with this. Thank you all very much. Any comments or corrections? I'm most welcome. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.